Welcome to Babes in Voiceland, wonderful listeners. Boy, do we have a treat for you. It's our third and final installment of our 47 Years Later marathon shows. I'm Diana, and you'll recognize my voice as the narrator of this series. So, without further ado, here's an episode with a double dating surprise where everything old is new again.
Hi. I'm Terry, and I play Janice, and in this episode, well, let me tell you, it's one of my favorites, as I get to act with an old friend, John Duck, and we go back, way back.
This is Beth. I play Sandy in this series. This is one of my favorite episodes, as it introduces Surf Dog. Let's listen in.
Series of 47 years later, Sandy Johnson's sister Janice had awakened from a coma brought on by an accident in 1970. In our last episode, Sandy took Janice for a makeover and tried to convince her newly awakened sister that she needs to remember that she's in her 60s now and not 17, and find a man appropriate for her true age. Janice just found out that Sandy is seeing someone and inferred that she just might come on to him, too.
Okay, now, really, Mark is totally off limits to you. Even though you say I stole your second grade boyfriend, can we just call a truce on this?
Yes. And I promise not to rat you out to Mom. Well, as long as you do me one favor.
What?
Ask Mark if he has a friend for me that's as great looking as he is.
Oh, I can do that. Maybe we can double date for your first date, you know, just to help you get back in the groove again. You know, dating a guy in his 60s could be quite different than dating in high school as you remember it.
Double date? Well, that might be a good idea. Gee, a guy in his 60s. Oh, I feel like I'm going to date Dad.
Well, that is pretty funny, but if you keep thinking about Dad, it's going to gross you out when you kiss him.
Oh, I never thought of that. Holy smokes! I don't know how to handle a guy that old. Well, I mean, what if he wants to... Well, you know...
You're trying to ask me what if he wants to sleep with you?
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'll make sure Mark explains the situation and tells him he has to take things a little slow.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. I might not want to go too slow. Hey, Sandy, I just thought of something. I'm so old that I don't have to worry about getting pregnant.
What?
Huh?
Well, Sandy certainly wasn't expecting that statement. She thought watching out for her little sister years ago was difficult, but as it turns out, keeping an eye on a teenager is a lot easier than a grown woman who thinks she's still a teenager.
Hey, Janice, good news. Although I haven't had a chance to ask Mark about setting you up, I ran into an old friend of yours at the grocery store. He recognized me and asked how you were. He's so excited that you're awake and wants to see you, so we're double dating with him.
Who is it?
He said his name was Ralph.
I don't remember a Ralph. Are you sure?
Yeah, he said Ralph. I think his last name is Peterson.
Peterson? 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 Oh my God! Ralph Peterson is Surf Dog! Are you sure? I mean, we were best buds at the beach. Well, best buds and then we all... seriously, Surf Dog? Oh God, I have to fix my hair. I have to get a new outfit. Well, I have to lose weight. I need heaven-sent cologne.
Whoa, slow down. We did all that, remember? Makeover, shopping, and you aren't fat at all. You weigh 120 pounds. Haven't sent cologne? I'll order from Amazon.
You have to get cologne from the Amazon? Well, we used to buy it at Walgreens.
Computer Amazon, not the Amazon.
Oh.
We're going out to dinner Saturday night.
Saturday night? Oh, don't let him come to the house. Mom might remember him, and that might not be so good.
Why?
Well, Mom and Dad came home one night, you know, when I was grounded, and they found us making out on the couch. Well, Mom called him a beach bum, and Dad threw him out.
Ooh.
Well, why don't you pick me up, and we'll go meet him at the restaurant. Please?
Looks like Sandy found the perfect date for Janice. Mark, Sandy, and Janice drove to the restaurant to find Surf Dog already there and waiting.
There he is. That's Ralph. Hey, Ralph, we're here.
Dude, so you are. And Jan, even though it's been years, you still look like Gidget to me, baby. Ooh, is that heaven scent I smell? Reminds me of that evening at dusk under the pier. Just you and me and...
Oh, Surf Dog! I can't believe it's really you! Hey, my sister doesn't know about that night. Keep it private. Oh, it's so good to see you.
Good. It's amazing. What say we skip dinner and go to the beach? I got the shack I built. Remember you named it after the song, Our Little Sugar Shack?
Sugar Shack? I never heard any of this. No Sugar Shack. My little sister just came out of a 47-year coma, buddy. This is her first date, and we're having dinner.
Seems Sandy is a little protective after all. After they were seated, Sandy started the third degree with Surf Dog.
So, Ralph, Jan hasn't seen you since you were teenagers, and I want to know a little about you. We want to know how your life has progressed. What do you do for a living now?
Beach.
Cool.
What do you mean cool, Jan? All he said was beach.
Yeah, I know.
Beach is not a profession. What is beach?
Well, Sandy, baby, I'm a child of the beach. Surfboards, gear, snorkel stuff. My biggest love is that I'm now getting into bikinis. Gidget, you remember how I love getting into bikinis. I'm into all of them now.
Wow, Surf Dog. After dinner, can we go to the Sugar Shack?
Sure, Gidget. And I'll be the one to drive you home. Well, whenever we get there, as I've never forgotten where you live, unless, of course, you'd prefer to go home in the morning after we watch the sunrise at the beach.
Wait a minute. Jan, you said you were going to take things slow. And Ralph, just what is this Sugar Shack you're talking about?
Dude, you must have seen it near the pier, Surf Dog Sugar Shack.
Wait, that's your place? Surf Dog Sugar Shack, the largest beach shop in the United States?
Dude, 2,350 locations worldwide. And it all started that night under the pier when little Gidget here said, "Baby, you love the beach so much, you should own it."
Well, this is a twist. Turns out that Surf Dog went from beach bum to beach entrepreneur, all from Jan's suggestion years ago. I have a feeling Jan will definitely visit the Sugar Shack tonight. Do you think she'll go home by the light of the full moon or maybe sunrise? What will her mom say? Tune in again for our next episode of 47 Years Later and find out.
Things never change, even 47 years later. Well, moms worry, daughters push, and everyone drinks.
Lots of wine in this next episode. I love it.
In our series of 47 years later, Sandy Johnson's sister Janice had awakened from a coma brought on by an accident in 1970. In our last episode, Sandy arranged a double date with she and her boyfriend Mark and an old friend of Jan's that she ran into at the supermarket. Turns out that back in the day, Janice was a little more than friends with Ralph, better known as Surf Dog, who now owns an enormous chain of beach stores called Surf Dog Sugar Shack. Jan left with Surf Dog to see his, Sugar Shack, and it's noon the next day. No one has heard a word from either of them, and Mom is ready to call the police.
Mom, I'm sure Jan is fine. She and Surf Dog, I mean, Ralph probably just got carried away talking about old times, and it turned into the wee hours of the morning.
Wee hours? Wee hours? Sandy, you said they both left the restaurant last night at 9 p.m., and this man said he'd bring her home. It's 12:33 in the afternoon. It's not the wee hours. It's the next day. How could you let this happen? I depend on you to watch out for your little sister.
Mom, she's in her 60s. She's not a baby.
She's been in a coma for 47 years. She's only 17 in her head. What if he makes unwanted advances? What if he, oh my God, Sandy, what were you thinking?
Mom, calm down. She knew him years ago. They were friends. I'm sure he wouldn't do anything unless she wanted him to. I mean, he wouldn't do anything she didn't want. Hell, Mom, she's an adult.
What if he takes away her virginity, huh? You'll be responsible for that, Sandy.
Mom, what are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about? Your sweet little sister was never familiar with boys. She has always been a good little girl. Or are you telling me? Wait a minute. You said surf dog. Don't tell me this is that beach bum that your father threw out of the house when he caught him on the couch with her. Are you telling me that? Oh, my God, Sandy, I need a glass of wine.
Mom, it's just afternoon. You don't drink in the day. In fact, you really don't drink at all. Well, by now, Mom's head is spinning, and she's at the cabinet pouring a glass of wine. Sandy's trying to calm her down and trying not to tell her that, back in the day, little Janice was not quite the goody-two-shoes that her mom thought she was.
Huh?
Mom is so upset that Sandy is starting to worry that she might have a heart attack. After all, she is in her late 80s now.
Mom, it's not good for your heart to down an entire glass of wine and then pour a second one within 60 seconds.
Well, it's quicker than a baby aspirin. Oh, my God! What am I going to tell your father when he gets home?
Nothing. We say nothing.
Here, Sandy, you need a glass of wine, too.
Just then, they both hear a loud roar outside. It's a motorcycle.
Wait. I remember that motorcycle from 47 years ago.
Sandy and Mom both chug their wine and head for the front door. Just as they enter the living room, they hear the motorcycle pull away and Jan walks in the door.
I feel wonderful.
Well, good for you. I feel like hell, you stupid ass. You made Mom crazy with worry, and she's making it all my fault. I'm stressed over her because she's stressed over you.
What's wrong with you guys?
Wrong? What's wrong, you say? Where have you been all night, young lady? With that beach bum your sister let you take off with? And all night, I might add? What have you got to say for yourself? Wait till your father gets home, and furthermore, you are grounded.
Mom, you can't ground her. She's in her 60s.
Nevertheless, I am waiting for an explanation. And Sandy, get me another glass of wine.
Oh, life is wonderful. I've been with Surf Dog all night. And guess what? We're engaged.
Engaged?
Well, good thing Sandy was standing next to her mom, because she had to catch her as she got woozy from the news and almost passed out. Good thing there was a dining room chair nearby.
Surf Dog is wonderful. Oh, he's even sweeter and more kind than he was years ago. And talk about romantic.
Hey, 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 Jan, are you remembering that Mom is standing here?
Sandy, I need to sit down.
It's okay. I got you, Mom.
No, Mom, don't be upset. This is wonderful. Ever since I woke up, I've been trying to figure out how I'm ever going to adjust to a world that's 47 years ahead of me. And now I know.
He's a beach bum.
Well, Mom, that's not exactly true. See, maybe he used to be a beach bum, but while Jan was sleeping, he was building a small empire.
What's that, you say? What do you mean, empire?
She's right, Mom. Surf Dog owns Surf Dog Sugar Shacks, the largest beach shops in the United States.
Really?
Yeah. 2,350 locations worldwide. And he said it started when he and I were out one night. And I said, baby, you love the beach so much that you should own it.
Sandy?
Yes, Mom?
This is an awful lot to take in. I say let's go back into the kitchen and open 3 more bottles of wine, one for each of us.
Well, this is surely a turn of events. Mom was ready to kill Surf Dog and his motorcycle, but now she needs time to process this whole matter. Maybe this new, or should I say, returning love in Jan's life might not be too bad after all. What do you think her father will say? Tune in again for future episodes of 47 Years Later and find out.
That was hysterical. I wonder what will happen next. Do you think they'll really get married?
Sounds like Janice and Surf Dog rekindled an old flame. I wonder what else is going to get lit up. Let's listen and find out. In our series of 47 Years Later, Sandy Johnson's sister Janice had awakened from a coma brought on by an accident in 1970.
In our last episode, Janice, after her date with an old flame, Surf Dog, just announced to her mom and her sister that she's engaged. Mom's stress caused her to open multiple bottles of wine, and they have all been drinking and talking this out for hours. Mom can't even walk.
Oh my God, my head.
Good night, Mom.
Oh, shit, I'm wasted. Ugh, thanks for helping me get Mom in bed. God, I've never, ever seen her drunk before. What were you thinking just walking in, especially after being out all night and announcing that you're going to marry Surf Dog? You could have killed Mom.
Well, I guess I wasn't thinking.
Obviously. Oh, she was so worried about you. You have to remember that it's just not you still feeling like you're 17. Mom still thinks of you as 17.
But I'm not. I'm just a grown woman with no memories since high school.
Look, you were in a coma for 47 years, and all that time, Mom never gave up hope. Her prayers were answered, but she still sees you as that 17-year-old girl that just woke up. She still feels responsible for you and still looks to me as the big sister.
Oh. I understand, and I really appreciate it. But Sandy, you have to hear about my night with Surf Dog. Oh, my God.
Wait. Let me peek in on Mom and make sure she's still asleep.
Oh, God, the three of us went through 4 bottles of wine, I think. Of course she's sleeping.
Well, you're not counting what she drank before you got home. She was worried that Surf Dog would take away your virginity.
Oh, by the way, couldn't say while Mom was up. But I'm also really, really high.
I wish I was. I haven't done that since we were in high school.
Well, you can be.
Get out of here. Ooh, you brought pot into Mom and Dad's house? No.
Yes, Surf Dog gave it to me.
I can't.
Oh, yes, you can. Here you go, big sis.
Well, this is a surprise. Jan pulled out a bag, rolled a joint, and lit up. Sandy had no problem joining her. And all of you out there thought Sandy was the only one leading the way. Looks like little Janice is taking the lead on this one.
Sandy! Sandy!
Oh, crap! Mom woke up.
Coming, Mom. Don't get up. You've had too much to drink.
I smell something burning.
Nothing's burning, Mom. We were making a snack.
Your snack smells like a skunk. Oh, my head.
We got the munchies.
If you and your sister are hungry, I'll get up and cook.
Oh, no need, Mom. When I got here yesterday, I didn't get a chance to tell you that the Air Force transferred David out of the country, and he sent me some spices, yeah, and I was going to give them to you, but I'm glad Jan and I tried them first because they're no good. That's the skunk smell, and I'll throw them out right now.
I forgot you have kids. I haven't even met my nephew yet.
Not now, Jan. I'm getting Mom back to sleep here.
Between getting Mom back to sleep so they don't get caught, while being very drunk and now high, and still trying to concentrate on her main mission, which is talking to Jan about her plans to marry Surf Dog, Sandy is starting to get a bit stressed. Mom fell back to sleep, and the girls are both wasted at the kitchen table.
Gonna sit down in the kitchen and fix me something good to eat. And make my head a little high, make the whole day complete. Cause we're gonna lay around the shanty, Mama, and put a good buzz on.
Surf Dog is wonderful. He's even sweeter and more kind than he was years ago. And talk about romantic. I wish I'd woken up years ago. He says we have to make up for lost time.
Okay.
Excuse me. Now listen, we have to talk seriously. For all practical purpose, you've just met him. You know nothing about him. You know him as a teenager, and now only one day after that. He's lived a lot of life while you were gone. What do you really know about him?
But I like to get to know.
I know he's all about having fun. Lots of fun. He's great in bed. No, make that awesome in bed. And he totally loves me. What else could I want? And he's very successful. Hey, do you want another hit or more wine?
Wine. But back to our conversation. Let's not forget that I have my own company, too. Or have you forgotten that Lamborghini I drove you home from the hospital in, huh? Just because one owns a company does not mean that they are successful. Jan, every sentence he speaks sounds like he's high.
Yeah, he usually is.
Well, how do you think he can run a business like that?
Well, after I got out of bed for the third time, he said he wanted to marry me and then took me over to his computer. He said he wanted to show me his financial statements. I said I really didn't care, but he insisted.
Well,
what?
Financial statements. Is his business failing? Is he in debt?
Oh, yeah. No, I forgot what I was saying. Let me whisper it in your ear.
Why? No one's here and Mom's asleep.
But you never know, Sandy.
Oh, yeah. A little paranoid, are we? Okay, whisper it. Oh, my God. That's four times my business. Hell yes, marry him.
Well, even drunk and high, Sandy still knows her numbers. And it seems that Surf Dog's wealth is quite incredible. Looks like Dad won't be throwing him out of the house again anytime soon. Tune in again for our next episode of 47 Years Later and find out what comes next.
Wow, things were so different in the 60s. Love, peace, and drugs. Lots and lots of drugs. Well, it's time for us to go. Thanks for tuning in. You can catch us and our other episodes on Apple Podcasts or at www.dbtv.com or even at our website, babesinvoiceland.com. Peace out.